Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you. Happy Christmas to you. It's fantastic just to be together on Christmas Day. We usually are together, but there was obviously a lot of question at this time. Are we able to meet together? I wonder, have you ever felt it can't get any worse than this? Maybe that's been your theme for 2020, right? It can't get any worse than this. It's easy, though, in dark times, isn't it, to wonder if the darkness will ever lift. You know, when our difficulties get big in our vision and our minds, God seems to shrink back in terms of our trust. And, you know, we'll talk more about that over the next two Sundays. But today, we want to think about the light of Christmas that we celebrate as we come together and what it means that Jesus invaded our darkness. You ever wondered or you ever noticed that there's a lot of mention of light at Christmas? And there's a reason for that. We need a glimmer of hope, don't we? Especially as we come to the end of this unprecedented year, we need the reminder that something special, that something unstoppable happened at Christmas. You know, I feel like Christmas came pretty quickly this year, but I'm so glad it came because it reminds us, no matter what happens, there are a few things that are constant. A few things that we can count on, and certainly the fact that Jesus came is something that we can count on. We need something, though, don't we, that sheds light on how we view our circumstances, how we view the darkness that is around us. And that's why this observation of Christmas is so important, because it's at Christmas that we remember when the light of God broke through, when the light of God came to dwell among us. And that's, again, why we observe Advent. That's why we have the wreath and the candle. I don't necessarily like pulling it out every year and setting it up, but it's to remind us that in the midst of darkness, light has come. And the closer we get to the day that we remember Jesus' birth, the more light there is. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, "I am the light of the world." And that's what we want to remember today. You know, we've come a long way as human beings. We're able to do things. Technologically, we can transmit information all over the world in the blink of an eye. Medically, just think about this year. We created a vaccine for this brand new virus in less than a year, and we are in the process of trying to roll it out to people. We can take organs from one guy and put them in another guy, and it actually works. And yet, at the end of the day, if we've learned anything this year, it is there are things that we cannot control. There are some things that are outside of our grasp that we are, in fact, helpless against. And that's the power of darkness, isn't it? That's the power of darkness around us, is that it reminds us that we are frail and broken and needy creatures. It reminds us that as big as we think we are, that there are things, forces around us that exert power over us that we cannot control. That as much as we've accomplished, that we still are actually pretty small. And so we come to Christmas. And again, Christmas is the story of an invasion. Because at Christmas, God, the God of light, invaded the domain of darkness. As Dara read earlier, the prophet Isaiah, the people who have walked in darkness, you and I, as we are today, have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. And so Christmas reminds us that God didn't dodge our darkness. He didn't try to get out of the way of it or go the other direction. He met it head on. He invaded it, and in invading it, he conquered it. That the light of the sun, has appeared in the midst of darkness. And this is what we remember at Christmas. Christmas isn't just a distraction from the darkness. It's not just a drug that we take once a year to relieve the depression of the other 364 days of the year. Because that baby that came at Christmas all those years ago grew to be a man. And that man died on a cross. It's at the cross where that God-man died in order to once and for all destroy the power of darkness. And look, Jesus, this is great, didn't simply invade the darkness around me. No, he took on the darkness that was within me. He took on the darkness and the sin that was within me. And so the eternal Son of God wrapped himself in broken humanity in order to rob us of the penalty that we owed because we had done wrong to God. And so the light of life met the darkness of my sin and yours head on. And so we remember that dark night years ago when this baby was born to us, when this baby was born for us, because it was then that the light of life, the Son of God, veiled in flesh, invaded our darkness in order to eventually die our death. Thankfully, Christmas can't succumb to COVID, right? The baby Jesus, he's not going to get a vaccine. Christmas will always be bigger than the darkness because of the cross and the resurrection. It will always be bigger. It will always be more powerful. The Jesus that came at Christmas is good enough, and he is good enough forever. No matter what happens, there's no darkness that he cannot overcome. And that's what makes Christmas so great. It's not the trees, it's not the gifts, it's not the food, and those things are really cool and really great. It's the reminder that Christmas was the beginning of the end of sin's domination over us. Christmas is all about light. The light of life who came into the world to forever destroy our darkness. In John chapter 1, John says, in him, thinking about Jesus, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Light. Light that came at just the right time in history. Light that came, as we saw in the video, as Dara read in the text, to ordinary people just like us. Light that has come to give us life. And here's the good news. This gift of light is available to anyone who would receive it by faith. We talk a lot about gifts at Christmas, and I still have visions of Chris standing up here with that puppet in his hand. The gift is on the table. The ultimate gift is on the table, and it's as simple as trusting that the price has been paid. And listen, maybe this year, if you're wavering, if you're kicking the tires of Christianity, wondering if Jesus is for you, maybe this would be the year that you step out of the darkness and into the light, and you take him up on the offer of life that he has laid before you. Maybe this would be the year, if you're a believer, that you begin to cling even more tightly to your Lord and Savior, facing into uncertainty with a confident faith that he has overcome all darkness. Again, the words of Isaiah. I love this text in Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 7. Come, this is the offer. "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast and sure love for David." And then down in verse 6 and 7, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." That's what Christmas is all about. Listen, it's dark out there, isn't it? Even today, it's dark out there. And we're heading into another lockdown. We're just trying to hold on until a promised vaccine can hopefully bring us some relief. But nevertheless, behold, the good news is that the light has come. That there is a light of hope that transcends all darkness. And that's what we remember today at Christmas. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Let's pray. Father, as we just pause to think about what Christmas means for us, that at Christmas the light invaded our darkness. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We are full of joy, even in the midst of the circumstances that surround us. We rejoice. And so, Father, as we think about how in an unstable world that you are a stable presence, Father, we pray that you would increase our confidence in you, that we would look to you, that we would cling to you, that we would trust in you. And I pray, Father, that any who might be watching or listening that have never trusted in your gift of Jesus, that they would receive that gift of life by faith, even today. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.